Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage, and that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 11.95, down 5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 11.44, up 12.5 on the open. July, 11.09, up 7. December, 11.25, up 1/2 on the open. May corn opened at 5.36 1/4, down 3 1/2 on the open. July, 5.49 1/2, down 1 3/4, and December at 5.51 was down 4 on the open. May beans opened at 12.65, down 37 3/4 on the open. July, 12.80, down 38 3/4. November, 11.95, down 34. July of 2009, 12.50, down 3 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.20.50, down 3.30 on the open. May soybean oil opened at 57.10, down 1.46 on the open. April live cattle opened at 90.20, up 97.5 on the open. June, 90.70, up 72.5. March feeders opened at 99.30, up 20 on the open. April, 102.20, up 50. April lean hogs opened at 56.35, up 42.5 on the open. May, 66.50, up 15. And May bellies open at 77.92.5, down 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight, we'll be at the American Legion Post 352 there on Depot Street in Mazan, Illinois. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, Mike Georgie of Allendale, and Roy Plotey of Perfect Choice Investments. Sponsored by the Grundy County Farm Bureau, the meeting at the American Legion Post 352 in Mazan, getting underway at 7 o'clock. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions. We'll try to answer all of them, and we hope to see you there. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Looks like the markets, after being in a free fall for much of Friday and Monday, have caught today.
Well, you know, I think that we're seeing a little bit of reactivation. Some of the Bear Stearns deal being pushed behind us, seeing their stock up this morning, seeing some of the other banks come in with some of their statements for the quarter and doing better and trading higher today. Lehman Brothers being the main one that had been rumored to have some problems and seeing that they didn't. I think all that, along with the higher crude oil, higher gold prices, and the lower dollar sort of put us in this situation to do a little bit about tuning around Tuesday here, Dave. And we're seeing that very much happen in the strength in the corn this morning. And I think strength in the wheat being the strongest, probably pulling the corn up, and then that in turn pulling the beans up a little bit.
Does your gut say that we'll finish on these kind of rallies?
I think we will today, Dave. I think that we've been seeing some quiet fund buying so far this morning. The big question out there was, how much more liquidation was there to take place? And this morning we're not seeing liquidation. We're actually seeing a little bit buying back. We were wondering if some of these funds would continue to liquidate And at least for the time being, until something changes, it looks like the liquidation phase is over for the moment.
We saw overnight that the U.S. dollar showed some firming, and as I'm looking at my screen at the moment, it's an inside day from yesterday's day. Does this reflect, do you think, a full 1 point reduction from the Fed?
The guesstimate's 0.75%, so I think that they're anticipating the full percent just out of the aggressiveness that they took with the buyout in the Bear Stearns and pushing that through and guaranteeing so much of that problem, the idea that they'd want to go at things very strong. So I'm looking for the full point reduction, Dave.
So what are we left then to do as we're looking at these charts and how volatile they have been over the last several sessions and potentially might see a little bit of a rally in here going into the balance of the week, a short week. Of course, the market's closed on Good Friday. What are we to do as marketers trying to price some of our grain?
Well, I think, the thing we do right now is probably sit tight. We want to look and see if we can get this rally into the end of the three-day weekend, maybe being a little bit leery of what's going on. And we want to also keep our eye on what we feel would be value in a put if we do need to want to put some bottoms under these markets. This market has proved way too volatile to tell you that this is a top or this is a bottom in any of our cases, especially with the economy the way it is. And the inflation factor, we saw the core on the PPI a little higher than what we were expecting, and that does warn of inflation as a real risk out there. So, there's real chance with inflation that these green markets and the commodities could be the flight to quality and continue their upward move. So we're wanting to use puts rather than price things, Dave. So the volatility is we're going to pay what seems like tremendously high prices for puts, but look, if we'd done it the day of the Outlook meeting over at the Beef House compared to today, we'd be the money we would have spent at that point in time would have been well spent. So if we can get a little run back up, we're looking to buy some puts under the corn and the beans both, Dave.
And in those puts, do December strikes in the 470 to 490 kind of price range make some sense to you?
Oh, definitely, Dave. I mean, it depends on how much, let's face it, we're buying insurance here, and depends on how much premium you want to pay and how much protection you want to get. And depending on the individual, and whether you'd rather cover more bushels and a lower strike price or be right up against where we're trading at the time and pay a little more. It's all dependent on the individual and what his production costs are and what he's willing to pay in insurance, because this is price insurance at this point in time. We're done with crop insurance now. We've got that in place, and now we're looking at price insurance on the board.
One of the questions that I'm trying to talk to a lot of analysts to get answered is if you could separate out the fund activity and all the spec money that's going in and flowing through the grain market, to what percentage, if you can, might you assign the values of fundamentals in terms of, looking, for example, as we look down the road to March 31st for the planning intentions report and trying to get a handle on whether or not fundamentals that might come out that day or the quarterly grain stocks report, for example, that day might move this market in one way or another?
Well, I think that, number one, Dave, the index funds have looked more at inflation and have tended to disregard the fundamentals as we are used to trading them in the cash grain business and also in the futures business for farmer marketing. We've seen that in the respect that we have seen their hedge against inflation push things like wheat. We're hearing basis anywhere from $1.60 to $2.50 under for July wheat, which is an unheard of basis in the past when we didn't have the market being pushed by the index funds. So, we're seeing that they are pushing things higher or lower, depending on which side they're on and doing things along the way because of what they're doing and not paying quite as much attention as to the personal flavor of the market, say the personal soft red wheat. as compared to the hard red wheat. They're just buying wheat, and we're seeing that the basis be much wider. So I would say that it is causing quite a difference to the farmer as such, because he doesn't have the ability to look at what the basis is going to be quite as realistically as he did in the past. We had a much smaller range for what our basis would do.
All right, then. Have a great day, Wayne, and we'll
talk
to you again this
afternoon.
Well,
evening, Dave. Looks like it'd be an exciting meeting to come out to, and encourage all your farmers in the Mazan area to take time to go there.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Mark.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City at 11.94, down 6. July, 11.55.5, down 6. May wheat at the Board of Trade at 11.39.25, up 7.75, now up 8. May corn at 5.46, up 6.75. December, 5.61.5, up 6.5. May beans, $13, down 2.75. November, 12.21.5. Now 12.22, down 7. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.